A few places in the scripture.
创世纪
Genesis.
第二章
Chapter 2.
我从第七节读到第九节
Verses 7 through 9.
请大家一起
All together.
耶和华神用地上的尘造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。耶和华神使各树地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，地上的果子好做食物。又有生命树和分别善恶树。在这第16节到18节。
Verses 16 through 18.
耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。再读第三章
Chapter 3.
第22到24节
Verses 22 through 24.
耶和华神说，那人一定与我们相似，能知道善恶，现在恐怕他伸手有着生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。耶和华神便打发他出一点远去，耕种他所自出之土，于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。我们读约翰福音
Gospel according to John
第一章
Chapter 1
第四节
Verse 4.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。我们再读第三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。我们读哥罗西书。
Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章
Colossians chapter 3
第四节
Verse 4
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。再读约翰一书
First John
第五章
Chapter 5
十二节
Verse 12
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。我们多读一处，是在第二十节
Verse 20。
我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，岂将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在的儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神也是永生。好，启示录
Revelation
二十二章
Chapter 22
第一节和第二节
Verses 1 and 2
天使又指示我
接到当中 proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its tree. And on this side and on that side of the river was the tree of life, producing 12 fruits, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations.
树上的叶子为祭祀穿。谢谢，谢谢大家。
Thank you.
上次钟弟兄已经提过这一段时间 那弟兄们里头有一个负担呢，是要讲到关于永远生命的事。
As Brother Philip mentioned last time, the brothers recently have a burden to share concerning life.
这是一件非常大的事情。
It is a great matter.
也是一件非常重要的事。
It is a very important matter.
若是我们读圣经的话，我们在创世纪里头一开头就看见那个生命树。
We can see from the beginning in the scripture the tree of life.
那一个就代表永远的生命。
That represents the eternal life.
那么到了读到末了，到了启示录最末了一章，又看见有生命树在那。
As we come to the end of the scripture, the last chapter in Revelation, we see again the tree of life.
所以看见全本圣经从始到终啊，都是讲到生命的事。
Therefore, we see from the scripture, from cover to cover, it talks about the tree of life.
所以这是一件非常大的一件事。
So this is a great matter.
那么神的旨意能不能得到成就？
Whether or not God's desire can be accomplished.
神的计划能不能让实现出来？
Whether or not His plan can be realized.
完全在于在这个生命。
It's altogether hinged upon life.
所以这是一件非常重要的一件事。
Therefore, it is a very important matter.
所以我们感谢主，这是很大的事。
And we thank the Lord for this is an important matter.
可能我们要花好多的时间来讲才可以。
Maybe we need to spend much time.
这也是一件很重要的一件事。
It is an important thing.
好，弟兄姊妹，不仅是听，并且让我们记在我们心里面。
I hope brothers and sisters not only listen, but hide it in your heart.
当神开始造人的时候
，When God began to make man,
圣经告诉我们说，他用尘土那儿造人。
Scripture showed us He formed man out of dust of the ground.
然后就把这个生命的气吹在他里面。
Breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
那这个人就成了。一个有灵的活人。
And man became a living soul.
那从神的创造一方面来说。
From the side of God's creation.
那人是已经完全的。
Man was already perfect.
那人不仅是那个是一个有这个也很奇妙的身体。
Man not only possessed a wonderful body.
那你们是研究身体的人都知道这里身体多奇妙。
Those of you who study the body can understand the wonders of the body.
那我们也有魂。
And we also possess a soul.
那么这个魂就是我们能够思想，能够这个决定事情，也能把我们自己发表出来的东西。
The soul is a faculty that gives us the ability to think and to express.
那么除了这之外，我们还有一个最特别的灵。
Aside from all this, there's yet one thing more special that is our spirit.
那这就是其他的动物都没有的。
This is something all the other animals do not possess.
只有在人里头有。那个有灵。
Only in man there is the spirit.
那么这灵啊，能够和神有交通，能够和神有来往，也能够亲近神，也能够敬拜神。
The spirit enable man to commune with God, to worship God, to come near God.
那么必须这个人是活的人。
This is a living man.
那么从创造上来说，人是已经都完全的。
So、from the side of creation, man is already perfect.
人可以这样活下去。
Man can continue to exist.
但是另外一方面
，On the other hand，
从神造人的目的来说呢，还没有成全。
From the point of view of God's purpose for man, man is not perfected.
让人活在地上。
Man doesn't just live on earth.
让人这样一直活下去。
And continue to exist.
并神所以造人，那是有他的目的的。
God created man with a purpose.
那为了这个缘故。
For this reason,
所以当神把人造好了之后呢，就把人摆在伊甸园里面。
After man created, God created man, He placed man in the Garden of Eden.
那神使各样的树木从园子里头长出来。
God caused to grow all kinds of trees.
一面对悦人眼目，还可以做食物。
On the one hand, it is pleasing to the eye. On the other, can be food for man.
这些之外，特别提到说园子当中有一个生命树，还有一个分别善恶的树。
Aside from all this, he specially mentioned that in the midst of the garden, there is a tree of life and a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那你就知道这两个树是最特别的。
Therefore, you know immediately that these are two special trees.
它是在园子当中。
Because they are planted in the midst of the garden.
所以他们在园子里一定会注意到这两个树的。
So the men in the garden will pay attention to this.
神为什么把这两个树摆在人的中间呢？
Why did God place these two trees among men?
我们说一个是生命树。
We say one is tree of life.
那代表谁的生命？
Represent God's life.
还有一个是分别善恶的树。
The other is a tree of knowledge, good and evil.
那一些神在警告亚当说。
And God issued a warning to Adam and Eve.
园子里面所有树的果子，你们都可以吃。
You can eat all the fruits of the tree of the garden.
那这是这一个树的果子，你们不可以吃。
Only the fruit of this tree you shall not eat.
若是你们吃的日子必定死。
The day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die.
那你知道这个分别善恶树是很严重的一件事。
Therefore, we know this is a serious matter about the tree of knowledge.
这是特别大的警告。
God specially warned them.
那么神希望人那个吃那个生命树的果子，好得到那个神的生命。
Because God wanted man to eat the tree of life to receive his life.
那也许在这里我们会发生问题。
We may have a question mark here.
那为什么神把这个分别善恶树摆在那里？
Why then did God place the tree of knowledge good and evil there?
若是神没有摆在那里，那岂不是人就不会失败了吗？
If God hadn't placed the tree of knowledge good and evil, man would not fall fail.
也不会死。
And he will not die.
那永远活着。
He will live eternally.
那不是很好的一件事情吗？
Isn't that good?
就是在那里有一个分别善恶树的话，神可以把它砍掉。
Even when there is a tree of knowledge, good and evil, God can easily chop it off.
麻烦主他们说，要想不要吃，那么警告说，你吃了必定死。
Why did the Lord tell man with such a painstaking detail that you should not eat, and the day you eat, you shall die?
也许我们会发生这样的问题。
We might have this kind of question.
我们要知道，我们的神是有伟大的神。
We must know our God is a great God.
他不勉强人做什么事。
He never forces man to do anything.
他绝不勉强人，你做这个你不可以做那一个，他绝不勉强。
He will never coerce man to do this and not the other.
他有嘱咐，他可以嘱咐你。
He can issue command.
他有警告你。
He can issue warning.
他可以给你看见那个好处。
He can show you the good the benefit.
但是他不勉强。
But he doesn't coerce.
因为他太大。
Because he is too great.
一个小的人呢，就很容易勉强人。
A small man, on the other hand, would coerce.
你不可以这样做。
You should not do this.
所以他就把这个东西拿掉。
So he take that thing away.
你不可以吃糖。
You cannot eat candy.
那么就把糖瓶子藏起来了。
A man would hide a candy jar.
那看也看不见，过也过不到。
You can't see it. You can't read it.
那这证明是我们不够大。
This proves that we're not great enough.
我们能力也不够大。
We're not powerful.
那所以啊，我们就会大勉强。
So we're there to coerce people.
我们是非常伟大。
For our God is a great God.
另外一方面呢，他也是很尊重、很尊重人。
On the other hand, God also respects man.
他创造人之后，他给人有自由的意志。
After he created man, he gave man a free volition.
就是因为他非常尊重人。
Because he respects man.
他不是让人当个机器。
He doesn't want man to be a robot.
他当然也不是要把人当个奴隶。
Of course, he doesn't want man to be a slave.
他是给人有自由的意志。
He gave man a free will.
你可以拣选这个，你也可以拣选那一个。
He's free to choose this and that.
这是他对我们的尊重。
This is his respect for us.
那么这个但是非常可惜一件事情。
But it is a pity.
我们知道亚当夏娃失败了。
We know Adam and Eve failed.
那么我们还没有讲说他失败之前。
Before we come to their failure.
我们再提到一件事。
Let's mention something else.
我们刚才说到神所以要把他的生命给人。
We mentioned the reason God gave his life to man.
就是为了要达到来人造人的目的。
That is because he wants to reach the purpose for creating man.
从创造方面来说，人都已经齐全。
On the side of creation, man is already perfected.
但是从神造人目的来说呢，还没有成就。
But on the side of his purpose for creation,
那个目的还没有达到。
That purpose is not yet
accomplished. 神对人的心意还没有成就。
God's purpose for man is not realized.
这个缘故，神才把他们摆在伊甸园里面。
For this cause, He placed man in the garden.
也把生命树摆在那里。
And also placed the tree of life there.
希望他们吃别的树的果子的时候，自然而然呢，也会吃到生命树的果子。
With the hope that when man eat other trees, he would also come to the tree of life.
他们就可以得到那个神的生命。
In order to receive God's life.
那神为什么要把他的生命给我们呢？
Why would God give His life to us?
就是为着要来成就或者达到那个神创造人的目的。
That is in order to reach the purpose that God created man for.
叫神的旨意在人的身得了成就。
So that God's purpose in man can be accomplished.
那神创造人的目的是什么呢？
So what is God's purpose for creating man?
那么下面呢，还记得他就说到。
And he mentioned.
那么当神把亚当造出来之后。
After God created Adam.
神说那个人独居不好。
He said it's not good for man to be alone.
我要给他造一个配偶来帮助他。
I will create a helpmeet for him.
我们常常用这些圣经啊来讲到人结婚的婚姻的事情。
We often use these scriptures to describe our wedding.
我们说这独居不好。
We would say it is not good for man to be alone.
那么应该娶一个太太。
So he should get married.
你可以这样用了。
You can apply this.
但是你知道这个神的意思 不是完全在这里。
But you must know God's purpose is not there.
起码这个不是重点。
At least this is not the emphasis.
神为什么要这样说？
Why did God say this?
这件事乃指着主耶稣基督说的。
This points to Jesus Christ.
我们主耶稣神的儿子，他是估计不好。
Our Lord Jesus being God's son is not good for him to be alone.
神要给他造一个配偶。
God wants to create a helper.
和他那个相配。
That would be a counterpart.
能够在那帮助他。
Able to help him.
能够在那和他一同担负担子。
Able to share the same burden.
来完成那个神的心意。
Or to accomplish God's desire.
这是神在主耶稣身上所有的希望。
This is God's purpose in the Lord Jesus.
这个也是神那个创造人的目的。
This is also God's purpose of creation.
神所以造人乃是为了成为主耶稣的配偶。
The reason God created man so that man could become Jesus' counterpart.
我们若是要成为主耶稣配偶。
We want to be the Lord Jesus' counterpart.
那我们必须要和主耶稣那个相像。
We must be like him.
所以当神这样说了这话之后。
After God said this.
他就把各种的活物都带到亚当跟前来。
He brought before Adam all kinds of beasts of the field.
当然那有的是不太好看的。
Of course, some are not very seeming.
也是很美丽的。
Some are quite comely.
比方带个狗熊来那就不太好看。
For instance, you bring a bear, it is not a good looking animal.
这个和不一样。
He would say this is not like him.
那么如果带一个孔雀来的话呢
If you bring a peacock,
看好看是好看的但是这个和我也不一样
It is indeed beautiful, but it is not my counterpart.
等等神把一切的活物都带来他给这些活物都起了名字
God brought before Adam all the animals of the field and he named them all.
都不是我的配偶
They're not my counterpart.
因为和我不一样
Because they're not like
him. 和我不相像
They're not like.
所以神就从他肋骨拿出一条肋骨来造了一个夏娃。
So、God took from Adam a rib to fashion build Eve.
带到他跟前。
And brought Eve before Adam.
他一看就说，哎，这就是我的配偶。
And once he looked upon her, he said, "This is my counterpart."
不仅是出于他的。
Because Eve not only came from him.
性质那个完全和他是一样的。
His essence is altogether like him.
并且外面的那个形象也和他一是一样的。
And even the outward shape is just like him.
所以只有夏娃才能够成为他的配偶。
So only Eve can be his counterpart.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣也是这样。
But this is the same as Lord Jesus.
神为他要造一个配偶。
God wants to create for him a counterpart.
这个配偶必须要和主耶稣相。
And this counterpart must be like Jesus.
不仅外面是相像，连里面的性质都相同的。
Not only have the same image outwardly, but have the same essence.
那这个才能成主耶稣的配偶。
And this can qualify to be the Lord Jesus' counterpart.
明白主的心意。
And he will understand the Lord's heart's desire.
才能和主耶稣一同那担负责任。
And he would be able to carry the same burden.
弟兄们，为了这个缘故，神就把那个生命树放在那里。
The Lord placed the tree of life there.
让人得着这神的生命。
So that man will receive this God's life.
好让神的生命在人里面运行而做工。
So that God's life can move in man.
使人在那变质。
And to transform man.
变到一个地步，像主耶稣的性质一样。
Transform to the same to the extent that he
is like Jesus. 也变到个地步，外面有主耶稣的形象。
Transform to the extent that outwardly he bears the same image.
没有，完全像主耶稣基督。
You'll be confirmed to the
Lord. 那神的旨意就成就了。
And then God's purpose will be accomplished.
所以创造人目的就已经达到了。
And the creation's purpose is accomplished.
但是非常可惜一件事。
But much to our regret.
我们知道所发生的事情。
We know what happened.
亚当、夏娃，他们没有拣选生命树之前，他们拣选了分别善恶。
Before Adam and Eve chose the tree of life, they chose the tree of knowledge, good and evil.
神曾经这样警告过他们。
God had formally warned them.
但是因着仇敌那个迷惑。
But because of the temptation of the enemy.
因着撒旦的欺骗。
Because of the lying of Satan,
他们就伸手摘了那个分别善恶树的果子。
They reach out and ate from the tree of knowledge.
他们不仅是违背了神的命令
，They not only disobey God's command,
并且这果子进到他们里面，那就把撒旦的生命带到他们里面。
Even more, when the fruit came into them, it brought with them Satan's life.
所以神所造的人呢，那已经败坏了。
Therefore, the man whom God created is corrupt.
不仅是那个性质，不仅他受到玷污。
Not only they are defiled,
并且性质被败坏。
And their character are also defiled.
所以神没有办法让他们再继续住在原地伊甸园里面。
And therefore, God cannot allow them to continue to live in the Garden of Eden.
恐怕他们伸手遮生命树的果子。
Unless they reach out to the tree of life,
那就永远活着。
They will live eternally.
若这个样的人活下去的话呀。
For this kind of people to live forever,
那是不得了的一件事。
It is a frightful matter.
所以我们常常说老亚当 我们一想到老亚当就不太好。
So whenever we think about old Adam, we don't feel too good.
如果老亚当今天还活着的话呢？
If old Adam still lives today,
那就不晓得变成什么样子了。
We don't know what he would become.
所以神把他们从伊甸园赶出去。
So、God drove them from the Garden of Eden.
不但这样，并且把那个进到生命树那些道路封锁起来。
Not only so, he sealed off the way to the Tree of Life.
用基路伯。
He used a cherubim.
用转动发火焰的剑。
Flaming sword that turned every which way to seal off the way.
那这是指着什么说的呢？
What does that mean?
我们知道基督不乃指的是荣耀说的。
We know cherubim represent God's glory.
那个发火焰的那个发火焰剑，那个剑乃指的神的公义说的。
The flaming sword represent God's righteousness.
火焰是指神的圣洁说的。
Flame points to God's righteousness.
那就给人看见，人若是要再进到生命树的跟前
，Therefore shows us for men to approach God.
要得着神的生命的话
，to receive God's life.
你必须要满足神公义的要求。
You must fulfill God's righteous demand.
你也必须要满足神圣洁的要求。
You must fulfill God's demand for holiness.
也必须要满足神荣耀的要求。
You must fulfill God's demand for glory.
这三方面的要求你都满足不了。
You must fulfill all three aspects of God's demand.
那你还能够再进到生命树的跟前
？In order to come near the tree of life.
但是没有一个人能够满足神这些要求。
But no one can fulfill God's demand.
不要说荣耀、圣洁那个要求我们不能满足。
Not to mention glory or holiness, we cannot.
公义的要求也不能满足。
Even righteousness demand, we cannot.
说在罗马书里给我们看见。
So Romans so shows us.
经过那么长久的年代。
After so many so long a time.
千千万万的人。
Millions of people.
当主在观看的时候。
When the Lord looked upon them.
没有一人。
He said, "There's not one who is righteous."
连一个都没有。
No, not one.
所以看见没有一个人能够满足神公义要求。
So you see, no one can fulfill the demand for righteousness.
那神圣洁要求更是高得不得了。
God's demand for holiness is even higher.
神圣洁那不仅说到把我分裂出来。
God's holiness not only separates us.
神的圣洁那指到神自己性情说的。
God's holiness points to His own essence.
你必须活在神的性情里面。
You must live within God's own character.
满足那个神性质的要性质的要求。
To satisfy God's demand for holiness.
荣耀乃指到神的彰显。
Glory points to God's manifestation.
所以公义我们不能满足。
We cannot satisfy God's demand for righteousness.
圣洁和荣耀，我们更是不可想象。
Neither can we even think about holiness or glory.
我们怎么能够活出神的性情来？
How can we live out God's character?
我们怎么能够显出神的荣耀呢？
How can we manifest God's glory?
这是不可绝对不可能。
It is impossible.
所以历世代多少人呢？虽然再盼望再回到生命树的跟前。
So throughout history, men long to return to the tree of life.
得着他们的祖先所失的祖宗所失掉的。
To receive what their forefather had lost.
是已经不可能。
But it is impossible.
人只有远远的看见，却没有一个人能够再来到生命树。
Man could look from afar, but cannot approach.
因为人不能满足这些神的要求。
Man cannot satisfy God's demand.
所以不能够通过这些关。
And cannot go through all these.
没有办法达到那个生命树的跟前。
Cannot reach the tree of life.
不能再得到神的生命。
Cannot receive God's life.
到了，人失败了。
Therefore, man failed.
人离开了伊甸园。
Man left Garden of Eden.
我们看见人那个失败了，再失败。
And we see again, man failed and failed again.
一直在记载一件事：人头一次失败，第二次失败，第三次、第四次，一直堕落到第四，差不多已经堕落到家了。
Bible records man's failure once, twice, three times, four times, even to the bottom.
那么今天我们看见世人的光景。
Today we see the condition of man.
那么今天的世人的样子，简直那个人的样子都我不要说神的样子显不出来，连人的样子都已经失掉了。
Today when you look at men, not to mention they do not look like God, they do not even look like proper man.
那你看见世人的表现时，不晓得什么样子。
You look at the manifestation of man, you don't know what it is.
那实在有点像鬼的样子。
Tell you the truth, they're more like the demons.
很可怕。
They're very frightening.
特别那是表演的人。
Especially the entertainers.
那更是怕的，叫人怕的不得了。
They are very fearful.
实在人已经堕落到一个地步，是差不多堕落到家。
Because man has fallen to the extent that he has reached bottom.
弟兄姊妹，人可以失败。
For instance, man can fail.
但是我们的神不失败。
But our God never fails.
人可以改变。
Man would change.
我们神的旨意永远都不改变。
God's desire never changes.
他的旨意那叫永远的旨意。
His purpose is an eternal purpose.
那就说神的旨意必定要成就了。
In other words, His purpose must be accomplished.
神的目的必定要达到了。
His purpose must be reached.
不管人堕落到多深。
Regardless of man's failure.
不管人变成什么样子。
Regardless what man had changed.
神的旨意还是要成就。
God's purpose will be accomplished.
神的目的还要达到。
God's goal purpose will be reached.
因为我们是他神。
Because we have a God who is a God. He is all powerful God. He is a wise God. He knows how to do
it.
So at the fullness of time, God sent his son, the Lord Jesus, to the earth. He took the form of a slave of man. The Bible says the word become flesh, dwell among us. And therefore, John spoke about him. Life is in him. This life is the light of man. When we read this verse, we don't feel much. But if we really understand the scripture, if we really long for eternal life, when we hear this verse, it must be a great
impact.
It is a great hope.
你看见那一个在伊甸园里那个生命树现在搬家了。
Because you saw the tree of life that was formerly in the Garden of Eden, now has changed.
搬到地上来了。
Now has been transplanted to the earth.
在人的里面。
He is within a man.
生命在他这里。
Life is in him.
这生命就是人的话。
This life is the light of man.
从前是远不可及的。
Formerly, it is so far away.
而现在就在眼前。
Now it is near.
你可以得到。
You can receive.
你可以得到神的生命。
You can receive God's life.
因为生命那是在他的里面。
Because life is in him.
弟兄姊妹，以我们应当主义，我们的主耶稣到地上来。
Lord Jesus came to the earth.
他不仅把那个生命树那个带到地上来。
Now he brought the tree of life to the earth.
并且他地上也为我们成全了救赎的工作。
And he accomplished redemption on the earth.
一面叫我们的罪得了赦免。
On the one hand, forgiving our sins.
另外一方面也满足了神所有一切的要求。
On the other hand, satisfying all God's demands.
所以他从死里复活之后。
Therefore, after his resurrection from death, he was ascended to the heavens. When he was ascending, when he was received out of sight, he was received by a cloud.
那这时候天上发生什么事情啊
？What happened at this juncture？
那如果是读诗篇二十篇的话，那就记在那。
You read Psalm 24, it is recorded there.
当主耶稣到了天的境界
，When the Lord Jesus reached heaven，
那天使都大欢起来。
All the angels were shouting，
喊众城门呐、啊，你们要抬起头来。
Saying lift up your head，
永久的门户，你们要把头抬起来。
Lift up your head， the ancient。
那个得荣耀的王他要进来。
The King of Glory shall come in.
弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣到了天的边界。
This is when Jesus reached the rim of heaven.
那个永久的门户就要开起来了。
The eternal gates were open.
从创世第三章一直到关闭了。
The gates were shut up from Genesis 3. Now they're open. Our Lord Jesus passed through all the junctures and entered into the presence of God. Not only he entered in,
he also entered into the flesh.
And he wears the flesh, fleshly body. And he brought all of us there. Therefore, we say the Lord Jesus opened a new and living way for us. So we can come to God. According to our struggle or endeavor. No matter what we do or struggle, we can never satisfy God's
demand.
The Lord Jesus satisfied it all. Not only removing our sin, also brought us to the heavenly realm. We can come to God. The Lord Jesus solved all these problems for us.What salvation he had accomplished for us. For this we thank and praise God. Unless the Lord Jesus
is
not for him, we have no hope. We'll be a people who were born, lived, and died. Born, lived, and died. without any means.
去看海弟兄姊妹，乃是我们主把我们带到神面前。
It is the Lord Jesus brought us to God.
解决了我们所有的问题。
Solving all our problems.
并且也在那里经过就是满足到神的要求。
He satisfied all God's demands.
使我们能够有资格来到神的面前。
So that we're qualified to enter God's presence.
不是我们有资格。
Not that we are qualified.
靠着主耶稣。
But it's because of Him.
不是我们有权利。
Not that we're able.
还是靠着主耶稣。
But it's by Him.
不是我们有什么可夸口的地方。
Not that we have anything to be proud of.
靠着主耶稣。
It is by the Lord Jesus.
我们就来到神的面前。
It comes to God's presence.
因为他满足了神的要求。
Because He satisfied all the demands.
我们借着主耶稣基督，我们能够。来到神的面前。
Through the Lord Jesus Christ, we can come to the presence of God.
有资格来得到那永远生命。
We are qualified to receive eternal life.
不仅是让我们主耶稣从死里复活。
He not only raised Jesus from the dead.
满足了神的要求。
Satisfying all God's demands.
并且借着从死里复活，他里面的生命当然释放出来。
Through resurrection from the dead, He released that divine life.
因为麦子若不死了，仍旧是一粒。
Unless the grain of wheat dies and yet bites alone.
若是死了，就借着许多的子粒了。
If it dies, it dies, it bears much fruit.
那一粒麦子里面的生命，它释放出来。
Because the life within the grain of wheat is released.
因着我们信主耶稣的缘故。
Because of our faith in the Lord.
因着接受主耶稣的缘故。
Because of our receiving of the Lord.
我们就得到了那个永远。
We receive eternal life.
所以约翰福音第三章十六节。
Therefore, John 3:16 says.
他说：“神爱世人。”
Recite this.
哎，神爱世人，
so、人
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，
反得永生。
解决了我们罪的问题。
He solved the problem of sin.
满足了神的要求。
That is like God's demand.
不但这样，
Not only so.
并且把永远的生命给我们。
Gave us eternal life.
这是何等大的！
This is the great grace.
这是何等奇妙的爱！
What a wonderful love.
使我们这许多没有指望的人，今天遇到永远的生命而有了指望。
We who were hopeless because of Him.
使我们这些堕落的人遇到永远的生命得到恢复。
We who were fallen because of this life.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
这一切都是因着我们的主为我们所成就的。
All these were accomplished by the Lord for us.
那么这是借着我们的主耶稣基督。
This is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们得了这么大。
That we have received such a grace. Praise the Lord, we all have believed in Him. Received the Lord Jesus. On one hand, we know our sins are forgiven. The Lord has no more demand upon us. All the demands are accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only so, because of our receiving the Lord Jesus, we receive eternal life. We have the hope of glory.
神的目的能够在我们身上达到。
God's purpose is accomplished.
神的心意能够在我们身上得到成全。
God's heart's desire is reached in us.
那么得到到了那个启示录的时候
，We come to Revelation.
又把耶路撒冷那一座圣城从天而降。
We see the holy city Jerusalem, coming down from heaven.
当然，做一座城，但是非常。美丽的城
This New Jerusalem is a beautiful city.
也是非常荣耀的一座
It's also a glorious city.
弟兄姊妹，那就知道我们将来那神的目的怎么说达到时候所显出的光景。
This shows us when God reaches goal for us.
神的旨意成就的时候，我们身上所显出的情形。
This is the condition when God's purpose is fulfilled. How glorious that will be.
那是何等的伟大。
How great that will be.
那是何等的丰富。
How rich it is.
那是何等的美丽。
How beautiful it is.
是我们言语没有办法形容的。
It is indescribable.
所以他就用一座城来把它这个说明出来。
That's why he used the city to describe it.
因为看见那就是我们将来神的工作，神的目的，神的工作成就的时候，我们所达到的光景。
That is the condition when God's purpose in us is fulfilled.
特别大家提到一件事。
And he mentions especially one thing.
在城里面有生命河流。
Within the city there is a river of life.
从神的宝座那儿流出来的。
Flowing from the throne of God.
那个生命的河，它两边都长了生命树。
And on this side and that side of the tree of life is the tree of life.
不是好多棵生命树。
Not many trees of life.
当然中文分不大出来，你要读原文或读英文，这个生命树啊是单数的。
In Chinese, there's you cannot see it clear, but if you read original in English, the tree is singular.
长了两纳。
So on this side, on the other side,
长满了那个生命树。
The tree of life is grown on both banks.
But
there's only one tree.
更奇妙的一件事。
And it's more amazing.
虽然只有一棵生命树
so there's one tree of life.
但是它能够结十样的果子
But it can bear 12 manners of fruit.
你们从来没有看过这样的树是不是啊
We never seen such a tree.
那结一种果子就很稀奇了
You marvel when it bears one kind of fruit.
那果子那个树结十样的果子
That tree will bear 12 kinds of fruit.
不但这样毕竟每月都结果子
Not only so, it bears fruit every month.
那果子一直都是让人新鲜的
The fruit is forever fresh.
一直都成我们的供应
It's always our supply.
所以你看见那个城里面呢所有的一切都在于生命
So you see, all within the city is because of his life.
不仅是有生命的河流
Not only there is a tree of life.
有生命的树
There's a river of life, the tree of life. This river issues from the throne and flows throughout the city.
都是充满了生命的。
The whole city is full of life.
所以外面为什么说显出是那么美丽，那么荣耀？
The reason it shows such abundant glory and mercy
就是引到里面充满了生命。
It's because inwardly it's filled with life.
那个生命在里面一直运行，一直做工啊。
The life is forever working and flowing in the city.
就使那许多活的石头啊，都变成了宝石。
And causing all the living stones to become precious stones.
就使那些金子啊，都变成晶晶。
To cause all the gold to be precious stones, pure gold.
并且变成透明的晶晶。
Even transparent gold.
也叫珍珠，也是那样的美丽。
And causes the pearl to be beautiful.
所以，那么这些都在变质量。
All these have been transformed.
才显出那荣耀、那美丽光景。
In order to show the beauty, the condition.
那不但这样，并且把那些珍珠、那些宝石、那些材料统统连接在一起。
Not only so, it connects all these materials together.
而成了一座联络整齐的墙。
To become a wall which is connected. 但
没有一个人是单独的。
There's not one who is separate from the other.
在创世纪里头，你看见珍珠、宝石和金子还都散在那个地方。
In Genesis, you see the same material, the gold, silver, precious stone, scattered everywhere.
启示录说，这就统统被建立在一起。
But in Revelation, all these materials are built together.
一座美丽的圣城。
To become a beautiful holy city.
弟兄姊妹，这一切的表现。
This is all the manifestation.
都不是人的工作。
They're not the work of man.
一切的表现。
All the manifestation.
都是生命在里头运行。
As a result of the movement of life,
产生出来的结果。
This is the result of that.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
所以我们说，神的生命是何等重要的。
That's why we say God's life is so important.
它不仅是让我们有盼望。
Not only gave us a hope,
并且运行在我们里面。
But also it moves in us.
那使我们这个人变质。
Transforming us.
也运行在我们中间。
And it moves among us.
把众人统统连在一起。
To connect all of us together.
建立在一起。
To build us together.
而成为一个那个一个生机体。
To become an organism.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear friends,
所有一切都在于那个神的生命。
All of this is due to God's life.
神的工作能不能完成？
Whether God's work can become.
神的目的能不能达到？
Whether His purpose is accomplished.
神的旨意能不能实现？
Whether His desire is realized.
都在于神的生命。
It's all up to God's life.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank God.
今天我们已经蒙恩得救。
Today we have been saved.
我们已经得着了这个生命。
We have received this life.
所以神在我们身上就一直在做工。
God continues to work in us.
他是一直在我们要达到那个荣耀的目的。
And He wants to reach the glorious goal.
所以我们乃是一般有盼望的一般人。
So we are people of hope.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
那么这个生命到底是什么？
So what is this life?
什么是那永远的生命？
What is eternal life?
什么是神的生命？
What is God's life?
那么圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible tells us clearly.
然后我不是从字面上来说它。
Of course, we don't explain it from just words.
从字面上来说，有它的讲究的。
We can explain it in a deeper way.
我们乃是从属灵方面来说。
We explain it from the spiritual point of view. 圣经
竟然是这样的看重生看生命是这样的重要。
Since life is so important in the Bible.
从创世纪一直到启示录都是讲到这个问题。
From Genesis to Revelation, it talks about life.
到底那个生命是什么？
So what is a life?
什么是那个生命？
What is the life?
弟兄姊妹，什么是那生命？
Francis, what is life?
圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible clearly shows us.
在哥罗西书第三章第四节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 4.
说基督是我们的生命。
Christ, who is our life.
弟兄姊妹，那个生命就是主耶稣自己。
That life is the Lord Jesus himself.
所以说，人有了神的儿子就有生命。
That's why we say, he who has a son has life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
has not the Son of God has not life.
你得到主耶稣就得到生命了。
When you receive the Lord Jesus, you receive life.
你摸着主耶稣就摸着生命。
When you touch Lord Jesus, you touch life.
你活在主耶稣里面就是活在你生命里面。
When you live in Lord Jesus, you live in life.
生命不是一个抽象的。
Life is not abstract.
它是非常具体。
It is very real.
它也不是东西。
It is not a thing.
它才是一个活的人。
It is a living person.
我们主耶稣。
It is the Lord Jesus.
他就是永远的
神。He is the eternal.
当然主耶稣也自己告，也自己亲自而告诉我们。
Lord Jesus himself told us.
上次我们弟兄就说到那个约翰福音的十一章。
Our brother shared last time John 11.
主对马大说，我就是生命。
The Lord told Martha, I am the life.
我就是复活。
I am the resurrection.
主耶稣就是生命。
The Lord Jesus is the life.
耶稣这个生命，他就是复活的生命。
His life is a resurrected life.
那么约翰一书末了又告诉我们说。
And First John at the end tells us.
他说，我们知道神的儿子已经来到。
He says, we know the Son of God has already come.
并且他把智慧给了我们。
Has given us understanding.
使我认识那一位真实的。
That we might know him who is the truth.
我们也在那一位真实的里
面。We are in him who is true.
就是在神的儿子耶稣基督里。
That is in his son Jesus Christ.
他是永生。
This is the true God.
他是活神。
This is the eternal God.
他是永生。
This is eternal life.
只有主耶稣基督，他才是真实的生命。
Only the Lord Jesus is the true life.
所有的生命都是虚假的。
All the life are vain.
眨眼之间都会过去的。
It passes, it soon passes away.
只有这个生命是真实的。
Only this life is true life.
他是活神。
He is the living God.
又是永生。
He's also the living, eternal life.
我们要清楚，要确实地知道一件事。
But since we must know assuredly.
神所给我们生命就是他的儿子。
The life God gave us is His Son Jesus Christ.
他是我们的道路。
He is our way.
真理。
It's true.
他是我们的生命。
He is our life.
这世界好多地方都给我们这样看见。
The Bible shows us many places.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ, who is our life.
那么这有什么好处？
What is good about that?
我们得到主耶稣，我们得到生命了。
We receive the Lord Jesus, we receive life.
我们那个亲近主耶稣，我们就摸到生命了。
When we endear the Lord Jesus, we touch life.
我们活在主耶稣里面，我们就是活在这生命里。
When we live in the Lord Jesus, we live in His life.
若是我们彰显主耶稣的话，我们就是把那个生命彰显出来。
If we manifest the Lord Jesus, we manifest His life.
所以生命好像很抽象。
It seems life is absent.
我也摸不着，看也看不见。
Can see or touch.
但是我们主耶稣非常实际。
But the Lord is very real.
他是很实在的。
He is very real.
他能看见，能够摸着。
You can see him and touch him.
他在圣灵里面是那么的真实。
In the Holy Spirit, he is very real.
今天住在我们里面。
Today he abides in us.
你亲近他，就是来到生命的根基。
You endear him, you come to his life.
你摸着他，就是摸着生命。
You touch him, you touch his life.
你活在他里面，就是活在生命里面。
You live in his life.
你想
，You live in him.
他从里面活出来的话，就是生命从里头彰显出来。
When he is lived out of us, the life is manifest.
主耶稣就是我们的生命。
Lord Jesus is our life.
那么这个生命是怎样的生命呢
？What kind of life is this?
那我从前讲过，我想我今天还要跟你说这个事。
I mentioned, I shared this before. I mentioned again.
我们利用上一次已经说了好多了。
Of course, last time my brother already shared.
比如说，神这个生命乃是神自己的生命。
For instance, this life is God's life.
那弟兄上一次就给我们看见，那个神的生命和人的生命是绝对不同的。
Last time my brother shared, our life and God's life are different.
人的生命是真有限。
Man's life is limited.
用来用去就忘掉了。
It will be exhausted.
神的生命是无限的。
God's life is inexhaustible.
它是那个丰富的。
It is rich.
是没有穷尽的。
It is endless.
是取之不尽、用之不竭的。
It is inexhaustible.
那就是神的生命。
This is God's life.
弟兄姊妹。
For instance,
不仅这样，弟兄。讲还讲了好多。
Also, our brother shared many things.
那我记住，我背不来。
I can't memorize it all.
比方说是他是有大能的。
For instance, he is powerful.
那么这个能力叫我们那个行动。
This power enables us to move.
那么也叫我们那个胜过软弱。
Enables us to overcome our weaknesses.
对不起，我没有办法，都能背过。我想是很宝贵。
I think it's very precious.
他就给我们看见那个神的生命是怎样的生命。
Shows us what kind of life God's life is.
是我们人的生命是没有办法和神的生命相比的。
Man's life can never compare with God's life.
完全不一样。
Totally different.
神的生命就说神的所是。
God's life reveals what he is.
神的所能。
What he can do.
神的所有。
What he has.
神所有一切都在于他的生命。
All that God has is in his life.
神是那全能的神。
We have an all-inclusive God.
因为他的生命就是这样。
Because his life is such.
神是那丰富的神。
We have a rich God.
因为他的生命就是这样。
Because his life is such.
神是那样子智慧的神。
God is an all-wise God.
因为他的生命就是这样。
Because his life is such.
因为神所有一切，他所是、所有、所能， 一切都在于他的生命。
All of what God is and has is in His life.
我们今天所得到那个生命就是这样的生命。
The life we receive today is that life.
这是神的生命。
It's God's life.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的一件事！
This is how marvelous.
也是何等荣耀的一件事！
How glorious it is.
我们实在得到了一个翅膀。
We really have received the wings.
就是那永远的生命。
That is the eternal life.
这个生命里头就含着，就藏着神一切所是，所有都藏在那里面。
Within this life is hidden all of what God is.
很多时候我们没有发现。
Many times we are not.
We 我们没有依靠。
We don't have any.
我们还是靠着我们自己而活着。
We live by ourselves.
靠着我们原来的生命而活着。
We live by our old life.
所以我们常常感觉贫穷软弱。
So much of the time we feel in poverty or weak.
这显出一种可怜的光景了。
Manifest a pitiful condition.
弟兄姊妹，当你摸到这个生命，
so、when you touch this life,
你活在神的生命里头。
When you live in God's life,
你就看见神的丰富、神的能力、神的智慧，然后要从里面的彰显。
You will see God's riches, power, and life.
这是一个没有穷尽的生命。
This is an inexhaustible life.
这是一个荣耀的生命。
A glorious life,
光明的生命
a bright life,
这是神的生命
it's God's life.
第二方面呢
Secondly,
这个生命也是复活的生命
it is a resurrection life.
我们主耶稣基督他不仅是有神的生命在里面
Lord Jesus now, it have power.
不是在于主耶稣自己
it is not by himself.
乃在于神的生命在里面
but it's because of God's life.
所以他所说的话也不是凭着自己说的
so his words were not his own words.
但是那个神的生命在里面
Because of the life of God,
从哪里面那彰显出来的
？Manifest out of it.
他所做的工作不是凭着自己在那做的。
He did not do anything by himself.
但是你生命从里面彰显出来的。
It is a manifestation of God's life within. 所以
弟兄姊妹，他对门徒们说：“你们看见了我，就是看见了父神。”
That's why he told his disciples, "If you see me, you have seen God."
神原来就是一位。
I and the Father are one.
神的生命在里面。
God's life is in him.
他就是神生命的彰显。
He is a manifestation of God's life.
神的生命在表现出来。
He expresses God's life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在主耶稣里面是这样。
It is so in Jesus Christ.
今天在我们身上也要这样。
Today, it should be the same in us.
做着奇妙的工作。
To do a wonderful work.
这是何等大的。
This is a great grace.
不是我们去模仿主耶稣。
It is not that we're imitating Christ.
也不是去效法他。
Or to just imitate what he is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姊妹，
乃是我们让这个生命在里活出来的话。
But to allow the life to live out of us.
就是一样。
We will be conformed the same as he is.
第二
，second，
这个生命乃是复活的生命。
This life is a resurrection life.
我们主耶稣他不仅是把神的生命彰显出来的。
Lord not only express God's life.
因为有一天为了拯救我们的缘故。
In order to save us one day,
他死了
he died.
然后埋葬了
he was buried.
然后从死里复活了
and he resurrected out of there.
就是为什么主耶稣能够从死里复活？就是
why did the Lord resurrect?
千千万万人进到死亡里面去
millions and millions of people entered into death.
没有一个人从死亡里面
出来 no one ever came out of there.
为什么主耶稣能够从死里复活？
How can the Lord resurrect out of there?
因为这个永远的生命在里面
because the eternal life abides in
him. 这个生命就是复活的生命
this life is a resurrected life.
不是他自己从死里复活
not that he himself resurrected.
乃是谁就要从死里复活。
But God raised him from the dead.
那个生命从他是他从你死里复活。
The life of God causes him to resurrect.
那什么叫做从死里复活
？What is it to be resurrected?
从死里复活就从死里的出来了。
Be resurrected means to pass out of death.
所以你看见这是何等奇妙一件事。
How marvelous is
it? 也是何等大的能力。
And how great a power it has.
医生用各种方法没办法把人从死亡里救出来。
Physicians use all kinds of methods but cannot save men out of death.
这个生命。
Only this life
他能把我们从死亡里带
出来 can save us out of death.
那个死亡是一个大的权势
death is a great power.
死亡也是大的能力
death has great power.
他能够把我们从死里带出来
but he can bring us out of death.
所以我们知道到了有一天
we know one day,
我们虽然这个身体会朽坏
when this body will decay,
但是有一天我们主耶稣来我们要从死里复活
one day we will be resurrected out of death.
就是今天都是这样
Even today, it is the same.
这个生命在里头乃是复活的生命。
This life we have is a resurrection life.
常常在我们里头做复活的工作。
It is doing a work of resurrection in us.
所以圣经还说，我们外体虽然会朽坏。
So John says, even though our body decays,
但是我们里面的人却一天新似一天。
Paul says, our inner man is renewed day by day.
复活的生命在我们里面。
Because the resurrection life is in us.
天天在那个吞灭我们的死亡。
It daily swallows up the dead.
死亡叫我衰弱。
Death causes us to be weakened.
而生命是我们复活。
Life resurrected.
叫我们从死亡里面出来。
Causes to come out of death.
这是复活的生命。
Because this is because of resurrection life.
的生命。
What a powerful life it is.
你知道那个约翰福音的十一章。
You know, Gospel according to John chapter 11.
主耶稣他就是那个复活的生命。
The Lord says, I am the resurrection.
我是生命，我是复活。
I am the life and the resurrection.
但那一章里头所有的光景，所有人的情景，都落在死亡的里面。
But in that chapter, all men were under the power of death.
你不要妄以为说拉撒路死了。
Not only Lazarus died.
马大玛利亚虽然没有死，也是活在死的形态里面。
Martha and Mary, even though they didn't die, but they lived under the control of death.
所以见到主耶稣之后，都在那发怨言。
So when they met Jesus, they all murmured.
都在那埋怨。
They all complained.
马大见了主耶稣说：“主啊，若是你早在这里，我兄弟就不会死了。”
Martha said, "Lord, if you came earlier, my brother would not have died."
为什么你不早一点来？
Why didn't you come earlier?
你怎么知道他活在死的心情里头呢？
Why do you know she lived in the condition of death?
主耶稣对她讲许多的话语。
Because the Lord spoke many words to her.
她听是听见，却不懂，却不晓得。
She heard it but didn't understand.
看是看见，却不明白。
She saw it but did not perceive.
到末了时候了，她不但不清楚不明白，她也不要听了。
At the end, she not only didn't understand, but she did not want to hear anymore.
她就跑回家去叫玛利亚。
She ran home to call her sister Mary.
她对玛利亚说：“夫子来叫你。”
She told Mary, the Lord is here, Master is here, he's calling for you. The Lord didn't actually call her.
她这样说，就是她根本就主的话没有听进去。
She said this because she didn't want to hear the Lord anymore.
死亡的心情当中。
She lived in the condition of death.
听是听见，不明白。
She heard it, but didn't understand.
看是看见，却不晓得。
She saw it, but didn't perceive.
我们活在我们自己天然的里面。
We live in our natural self.
我们就是在黑暗当中。
We are in darkness.
我们就在死亡的情形里面。
We are in the condition of death.
玛利亚是在死亡情形。
So Martha lived in the condition of death.
你说玛利亚是一个很爱主的姐妹。
You say Mary is a sister who loves the Lord.
她不会这样子吧。
She would never be like that.
玛利亚也是这样。
We saw Mary was like that also.
明明知道主耶稣来了。
She knew the Lord Jesus came.
她也不去迎接主耶稣。
But she did not go to welcome him.
她为什么不去迎接主耶稣呢？
Why didn't she go to welcome him?
因为她怪主耶稣。
Because she blamed him.
我们这样爱你。
We love you this way.
我们祷告你也不听。
We pray and you don't.
我们有这么大的难处。
We have such great difficulty.
你也不来帮助我们。
You don't come and help us.
平常时候你倒来。
In normal days,
你碰到难处时候了，求也求不来的。
Whenever this difficulty arises, you wouldn't come.
心里头就有点埋怨，叫发怨言。
We complain in our heart.
就在那埋怨。
We're murmuring.
什么时候我们发怨言、埋怨的时候，就是在死亡的里面。
Whenever we murmur or complain, we are in the condition of death.
拉撒路需要复活。
Lazarus required resurrection. Martha also required resurrection. Mary also required resurrection.
经过这些难处之后，
so after all the difficulty,
这些人统统落在自己的里面。
You see, all these people were in their self, in their problem.
所显出的是那么的软弱，那么的无知。
They manifest nothing but weaknesses and naivety.
那复活的生命进到他们里面。
But up until the Lord's resurrection, life came into them.
主耶稣的复活生命从他里面彰显出来。
The life of the Lord manifested out of them.
一面说拉撒路就来。
And he on the one hand said, Lazarus, come forth.
那个生命在拉撒路里面。
Because of the word of the Lord, the light came into Lazarus.
运行从死亡里出来了。
Moving in him so that he came out of death.
也听见主的话。
Martha also heard the Lord's word. Mary also heard the Lord's word.
都从死亡里。
They all resurrected from death.
所以到了十二，到了约翰福音十二章的时候了。
So in John chapter 12,
你看他们情形都不一样了。
You see the change in their condition.
这个马大再也不埋怨了。
Martha was not complaining
anymore. 在服侍
，she was serving，
甘心乐意服侍
，she was serving，
欢
欢
喜在服侍
，happily，
没有怨言
，without murmur，
也没有埋怨
，without complaint，
他就在那点服侍主
，she served，
玛利亚呢？
What about Mary？
那不仅是在平常时候爱主
，not only she used to love the Lord，
为着爱主的缘故
，because of loving the Lord，
她愿意把重大最大代价都摆上去的
，she was willing to pay the greatest price，
把一生的那个积蓄啊，统统都焦点在主的身上
，she was willing to pour upon the Lord all her lifelong savings。
那这是说到那个爱是不计算的
，and that kind of life is an incalculable life。
我们弟兄都讲呢，他说我们都是很我们天然生命的会计算的。
Brother said, our natural life is a calculating life.
腓力他很会计算。
Philip is one who knows how to calculate.
二十两银子的饼呢，还不够这么多人吃吧？
Two talents of silver is not enough to buy food for people.
不仅是为了别人会计算。
Not only he calculate for other people.
为了自己更会计算。
He calculate more for himself.
那么我们常常为了自己在计算。
We often calculate for ourselves.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那就是我们天然的生。
Brothers, that is because of our natural life.
就是我们的自己。
That is ourselves.
所以我们活在自己里头，我们就是这样一个人，自私。
When we live in ourselves, we are self.
为了自己
，self-benefit。
许多时候我们在奉献的上，我们也会计算的。
Many times in our matter of offering, we calculate.
我这样奉献的话，那我就会少了。
If I offer this much, I would lose so much.
从前赚一千块，奉献一百块还差不多。
Formerly I earned $1,000, I give $100.
已经觉得很多了。
I felt that's enough.
现在赚2000块，奉献200块，哎呀，就很这个算一算呢，就有点了。 太重了。
Now I earn 2,000 for me to offer 200.
那你晚上再多一点的话呢？
If you offer a little more,
你说这个就是我没办法。
This is unbearable.
天然生命就要计算。
Because natural life always calculates.
但是你看那个复活生命从里面彰显出来的时候。
But you see when the resurrection life manifests, it is incalculable.
把那玉瓶打碎。
It breaks the alabaster box.
在主耶稣头上。
Pour upon the head of the Lord Jesus.
用她的头发在擦主耶稣的脚。
And she wiped his feet with her hair.
焦点在主耶稣脚上。
And also poured the ointment upon his feet. She didn't calculate.
连门徒们都觉得过都觉得太过分了。
To the extent even the disciples thought it's too much.
你这样的摆在主耶稣身上。
What a waste!
统统糟蹋掉了。
You wasted it all.
这30两银子那个香膏可以卖30两，这周济穷人呐。
This alabaster box of perfume can be sold for 3 talents of silver.
实在说
to help the poor.
他们并不是顾念穷人。
In actuality, they didn't think about the poor.
他们是顾念自己啊。
They were thinking about themselves.
他们觉得这个太花费太大。
They consider that to be a waste.
这个是不值得的。
It is wasteful.
但是玛利亚没有计算。
Mary didn't calculate.
这就是那个爱。
Because of love.
那个复活的爱。
That is a resurrected life.
生命从里面彰显。
Resurrected life manifests God.
拉撒路活了。
You saw Lazarus resurrected. Martha resurrected.
玛利亚也活了。
Mary also resurrected.
进到复活的里面。
They enter into the resurrection. Thank you, praise God.
复活的生命就是这样大能的生命。
The resurrection life is a powerful life.
它是我们能够做我们所不能做的。
It enables us to do the things we cannot.
我们所不能担的担。
Bear the burden that we cannot.
许多事我们就吃不消了。
Many times we are unbearable.
但是当你回到主的面前，
你
在亲近主。
When we come
你在摸着主的时候
when we touch him,
你就摸着了复活的生命
you touch the resurrection life,
就看见里面那个力量来了
you see deep within the power
你不仅是那个担当你所不能担当的事
not only you can bear the things you could not bear
你能够成就你所不能成就的事
you can accomplish things you could not accomplish
那是我们自己做的吗
it is something we did ourselves, no
那是主的生命在里头
it is the life in us
哪一生命乃是复活的生命
that life is the resurrection life
那个是大能的生命
it's a powerful life
他不仅把我们从自己拯救出来
not only deliver us from ourselves,
把我们从世界里面释放出来
release us from the world,
把我们从罪恶的捆绑之下在那儿拯救出来
save us from the bondage of sin,
一切我们所天然的观念里都拯救出来
save us from all our natural being,
复活的生命乃是大的生命
so resurrection life is a powerful life,
拯救我们
it saves us,
脱离所有的捆绑
from all bondage,
一切的辖制
from all the things that bind us,
让我们活在自由和释放的里面
so that we live in freedom,
来献上给主
Thank you, praise God.
给我们生命，乃是复活的生命。
The life God gave us is resurrection life.
第三，它是一个升天的生命。
His life is ascending life.
主耶稣从死里复活，他就升上天上去。
The Lord resurrected and ascended.
这是一个他，因为他为什么能升天
？How can he ascend?
因为他的生命是升天的。
Because he possesses a life which is ascending life.
没有人升过天。
No one ever ascended to the heavens.
只有我们主耶稣。
Only the Lord Jesus.
他死了，复活了，然后。
Died and resurrected and ascended.
不是他自己要往天上跑。
Not just he wants to run.
乃是有个力量在那里使他把他接到天上去。
That there is a power to receive him into heaven.
说你看见当主耶稣升天的时候啊。
So when you see the Lord ascended to heaven.
在橄榄山那里正直跟门徒们讲话。
He was on the Mount of Olives talking to his disciples.
为他们打祝福的时候。
He was blessing them.
门徒忽然看见呢，他的脚啊就离开地了。
Suddenly the disciple noticed his feet left the ground.
那不仅是离开地，慢慢越过越往上去。
And ascended.
哇，这门徒太奇怪，怎么他也没有说要再往上去，结果他就往上走了。
The disciples marveled because he didn't say anything about going up.
一直上升，一直上升，
he ascended and ascended.
到升到空中。
Until he was in the air.
然后一撮云才把他接去。
The cloud received him out of sight.
他们再也看不见。
They could no longer behold him.
亲爱的兄弟们
Dear brothers and sisters,
虽然外面的眼睛看不见
Though the outer eyes cannot see.
里面的眼睛开启了
But the inner eyes were open.
看见主耶稣升到天上
They saw the Lord ascended to the heaven.
看见主耶稣进到神的面前
Saw the Lord enter into the presence of God.
坐在宝座的上面
And seated on the throne.
神把荣耀尊贵为冠冕赐给他
God bestowed upon him glory and honor.
天上地上所有的权柄都放在主的手里
He has given him all power on heaven or on earth into his hand. Lord Jesus entered into heaven.
在宝座上面
then he's seated on the throne.
他所以能够升天
the reason he can ascend,
那是因为他的生命乃是上升的生命
because he possesses a life of ascension.
这个生命在里面一直在推动他
His life is always
一直上升一直上升一直上升上升到一定程
度 to ascend to the extent
升到神那里去
he ascended all the way to God
他就在那儿停留下来了
and he rested there
弟兄姊妹你不觉得今天这个生命在我们里面吗
Don't Don't you feel this life in us?
在我们里面那个生命也是上升的生命。
This life in us is also one of ascension.
许多时候你就打算，你就算了，我就停下来吧。
Many times you consider forget it.
不要再去追求了。
I will not pursue anymore.
也不要在这里花很多时间在聚会，在读经祷告，真的是。哎呀，耽误事情了。
I will no longer spend so much time to meet and pray.
那我就停一段时间。
Let me take a vacation.
有的人呢，他就是跟主请假。
Some people would take a vacation from the Lord.
很对不起。
So I'm sorry, Lord.
这段时间我实在太忙了。
I'm too busy now.
我没办法聚会。
I cannot meet.
没办法读圣经祷告。
Cannot read the Bible or pray.
我没有时间。
I don't have time.
我向你请假一个月，好不好？
Let me have a 1 month vacation.
请假。
So they take a vacation.
主从来不准假的。
But the Lord never permits such vacation.
主也也不回答这样祷告了。
The Lord wouldn't answer such a request.
主也不说不行。
The Lord wouldn't say no.
他也不说行。
Nor would he say yes.
他知道他所做的什么。
Because he knows what he's doing.
因为他知道他把一个上升生命放在你里面。
Because he has put the life of ascension in
you. 那个生命他是上升的。
That life is one of ascension.
当你要停下来的时候呢？
When you want to take a vacation.
里面那个生命在那催促你。
That life within beckons us.
去吧。你去聚会吧。
Go to meeting. Go to meeting.
那么去祷告。
Go to prayer.
去读圣经。
Go to read the Bible.
他在里面在推动你，要你去。
It propels us to go.
我实在来不及啊。
He said, No, I don't have time.
去。
No, you can't.
他也不讲理由。
And he doesn't reason with you.
他也不给你应许。
It doesn't permit you.
没问题的，你去，我一定帮助你的。
No problem. Just go. I'll help you.
他什么话都不说。
He doesn't say
anything. 他就是来推动你去。
He just propels us to go.
把你推到地步。那就好好吧，去了去了。
He beckons you to the extent that you would go.
那又去读圣经了。
You go read the Bible and
pray. 那又去祷告了。
那
又去在这亲近神了。
And to draw near to God.
不是我们能够站住。
This is not that we're able to stand.
那就生命在里面拖住我们。
But because the life supports us.
不是我们比别人更爱主。
Not that we love the Lord more than the others.
那就生命在推着我们。
But the life in us constrains us, propels us to God.
我们若是没有来到主的跟前的话，
if we didn't come to the Lord,
我们里头就不安息。
We would not have peace.
你知道我们今天的那个水，它就会往上窜的。水呀，自来水。
Water, can shoot upwards.
当你打开它会往下流，是不是啊？
When you open the faucet, it goes down.
如果你水管上砸一个洞的话，它就往上窜。
But if you punch a hole on the top, it goes up.
所以有的人呢，他们就把那个水管做一个喷水池。
So some people make a fountain out of a faucet.
那么那个喷水池的水就一直往上喷呢。
And the water will shoot upwards.
为什么它往上喷？
Why would it go upwards?
它有力量推着它往上。
Because there's a force within.
但是天性来说，它是往下坠的。
But its nature is to seek lower place.
它是走下坡的。
It is going downhill.
我们人的天性。
It is a man's nature.
但是里头那个生命后天就完全不一样。
But the nature within is different from our life.
它是往上升的。
It is one of ascending.
它一直往上去的。
It always ascending.
它就一直往上去。
It ascends.
所以成了一个喷水池。
So that way it becomes a fountain.
刚刚到台湾的时候了。
When I first came to Taiwan.
我们看见那个喷水池啊，当然都是那个自己在做出来的。
We saw the water fountain were man-made.
不过倒是很有意思。
But they were interesting.
常常看见他们在喷水池上摆一个乒乓球。
Oftentimes we see they put a ping pong ball on top of the water fountain.
红颜色乒乓球。
A red ping pong ball.
你看不见水，但你看见乒乓球上来下去，上来一直在上来下去，它也不落下来。
You may not see the water, but you see the ball going up and down.
它不会上去太高。
It won't go too high.
一直在那跳来跳去的。
It's always jumping up and down.
但是倒是很有意思。
And it was very interesting.
你有时为什么它跳来跳去？
For instance, why is it jumping?
水在冲到往上去。
Because underneath the water forces him up.
它的天性呢，因为地心吸力缘故，一定往下来的。
It's nature because the gravity force it to come down.
但是那个水推到让它往上去。
The water forces it up.
那么它就往上去。
So it goes up.
那么用地心呢又把它吸下来。
Because the gravity comes down again.
水又把它推上去。
Then the water forces it up again.
又吸又推上去。
It comes down again.
所以在那跳来跳去。
Therefore it jumps up and down.
你看它很高兴啊。
It's quite amusing to you.
他对你说话的话，
if it speaks to you,
他我真是苦死了。
It will say, I'm too tired.
因为上也上不去。
I can't go too high.
下也下不来。
I can't go all the way down.
索性下来也好。
I either want to go up or down,
要不然就往上去。
Or go all the way up.
但是我今天吊在半空中间。
But now I'm hanging in midair.
很多基督徒就是这样。
Many Christians are just like that.
那自己喜欢往下坠。
We like, according to nature, to go down.
爱世界。
To love the world.
但是有个力量推到要到主面前。
There's a force to push us to the Lord.
那么他还是往下坠。
And he wants to go down.
因为世界吸引太大了。
Because the earthly pool is too great.
看见别人这样的奢华享受。
And they see other people lavishing in the world.
小汽车变大汽车。
They drive small car and then they drive a big car.
要往下坠啊。
It causes you to go down.
你的力量推到往上来。
There's a force within to push you up.
所以他下也下不来，上也上不去。
And so he can neither go down nor go up.
这样基督徒啊，就是最痛。
This kind of Christian is feels the worst.
入到世界里面去呢，要得其所在。
If you are fallen to the world, you can feel more comfortable.
暂时你会享受最终之乐。
You can temporarily enjoy the pleasures of Egypt.
里面的痛苦。
But inwardly, the suffering no one knows.
弟兄姊妹，他一直推我往上。
He always
要把我推到哪里去呢
？Where is he pushing us to？
推到神的面前。
To the presence of God.
那个是我们源头。
Because that is our source.
因为我们的生命和基督一同藏在神那里。
Because our life is hidden together with Christ in God.
神就是我们生命的源头。
God becomes the source of our life.
把我们推到神面前。
He always pushes us to the presence of God.
让我们来亲近神。
God,
让我们享受神的同在。当你这样实际在神的里面的时候啊，
When you live in God's presence,
我们里头就安息。
Inwardly we feel
有喜乐、
peace and joy.
而这个喜乐和世界喜乐不一样。
This joy is different from the worldly pleasure.
这个满足和世上的满足也不一样。
This satisfaction is different from worldly satisfaction.
世上的乐都有副作用的。
The worldly pleasure has a negative effect.
里面都有毒素的。
Because it has a poison.
这个喜乐那是那么的清洁，那么的荣耀。
But this joy is so dear and glorious and free.
是世上喜乐没法和它相比的。
It is incomprehensible by the world.
这是我们里面的生命。
So this is our life.
直到今天，它一直推着了我。
Even today, he continues to
push
us.
若不是这个生命在里面推你的话，
unless this life pushes you,
今天早晨你也不会坐在这里。
This morning, neither would you be seated here.
我不会在这讲道。
Neither would I be preaching.
我们所以在这讲道，弟兄在这来听道，就是因为这个生命在里面推着我们。
The reason we're here preaching and you're here listening because life is pushing us to God.
推到主面前来。我们一坐在主面前呢，
Once we're seated in the presence of God,
特别是我们心上向着主，
Especially when we turn our hearts to the Lord,
享受主的
同在的时候
啊，真是里面何等的喜乐，
We're filled with joy,
何等的安息，
We're filled with peace,
何等的满足，
And satisfaction,
因为这生命乃是升天的，
Because this life is one of ascension,
第四，
Fourthly,
升到天上，
When it ascended,
得着了荣耀，
He received glory,
宝座的上面，
He's seated on the throne,
父将天上地上所有的权柄都赐给了他，
God bestowed upon him all power in heaven and earth,
为神而掌权，
He reigns for God,
管理所有一切的事情，
He rule over all,
弟兄姊妹，
Friends,
那这个生命乃是一位， 乃是作王，
This life is one that reigns,
神的君王，
It is God's king,
乃是掌权，
It reigns.
为着神在掌权。
It rules and reigns for God.
这是我们那个神最终的结果。
This is the ultimate result.
神要使我们作王。
God wants us to be king.
我们和主一同作王，一同掌权。
To rule and reign with the Lord.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Dear brothers,
什么是王？
What is to be king?
我们都喜欢作王。
We all want to be king.
我们以为到了有一天呢，就是把我们摆在那个宝座上面。
We thought one day the Lord would put us on the throne.
把一棍子放在我们手里头。
Give us a scepter.
那我们就要作王掌权了。
And therefore we become kings and reign.
如果是这样的话呢，
If this is the case,
你做完了也坐在椅子上坐着也不安心。
And you wouldn't have too much peace sitting on the throne.
因为你光是外面的在做王掌权了。
Because only outwardly you're ruling.
里头那个人呢不像一个王。
But inwardly your person is not like the life of a king.
王只不是人君呢，不像人的样，不像王的样子，是不是啊？
You don't have the life of a king.
那么我们神要做王，不是做一个外面的样子。
The Lord doesn't want us to merely possess our form,
一个地位
or a position,
乃是里面的生命。
But He wants the inward life.
那个主王的生命今天就在我里面。
Say the life of reigning is in us.
主耶稣他是君王。
The Lord says He is the king.
我们就是王子。
We are the princes.
那个王的生命在我们里面。
Life of the king is in us.
就将来我们能做王。
One day we will be king.
乃是这个生命从里面彰显出来了。
It is because this life is ultimately manifested.
我们就是神的君王。
We will then become God's king.
不仅是做君王。
We not only we are his king. We are God's king.
一个做王的人什么样的人呢？
What are the people that are kings?
那你们想看一个做王的这个人什么样子？
Just consider what he should be like.
在旧约里面呢，
In Old Testament,
他们想一个人做王的话，一定是身量很高大的。
In order to be a king, he must be great of stature.
所以他们的以色列头一个王，他们就选出扫罗来了。
And that's why the first king they selected Saul.
扫罗有什么长处呢？
What was good so good about Saul?
扫罗就是高人一头。
He was high in stature.
站在众人中间呢，他比别人都高一头。
He was head and shoulders above all else.
以色列人看见，这个是我们君王。
And the Israelites saw, boy, this is the king.
因为他是身量这样的高大。
Because he's great in stature.
比别人都高过一头。
His head and shoulders above all the rest.
他们就选那扫罗做君王了。
Therefore, they selected Saul to be king.
结果呢，他选错了。
But they made the wrong choice.
扫罗身量虽然大。
Though Saul possessed a big stature.
心里的度量却很小。
But inwardly, he has a small capacity. So outwardly, it doesn't matter.
乃是里面的大。
It all matters.
你里面这个人是大的。
Yeah, it must be a, with a man with a great heart, great stature.
你度量是大的。
A great capacity.
那这个才是君王。
And this is the life of the king.
我们像主耶稣基督一样。
Just like Lord Jesus.
你看主耶稣他里面是何等的大。
You saw how great inwardly he is.
外面多高多矮我们不知道。
We don't know how big he is outwardly.
没有主耶稣真实的相片。
We don't have his picture.
那都是画出，其他的我们所看见都是画出来的。
All the pictures are artist's rendition.
但是我们确实有他里面的照片。
We do have his inward photograph.
四福音书给我看见我们主耶稣他里面何等的大。
The gospel showed us how great he is inwardly.
他选了十二个门徒。
He selected 12 disciples.
当十二个门徒个个都给他有难处了。
All 12 gave him a hard time.
有一个门徒为难处是相当大。
Especially one of them.
从开头他就知道要卖他的事。
From beginning he knew this would be the one that was selling.
这个门徒是谁？是不是？
Of course we know who.
那为什么要选他？
Why would he even select him?
你既然知道他将来要卖你。
Since you knew he would betray you.
你为什么要选这个人呢？
Why would you even select him?
就是你选掉之后啊，他显得光景不大对。
And he would manifest a bad condition.
那你就说你还是回去，我再另外选。
Then you should tell him, go home. I will select someone else.
他可以另外选个门徒。
He could easily select someone else.
他不愿意这样做。
And though he didn't do it.
他起码可以告诉门徒说，你们要小心他。
At least he should have warned the disciples.
这个
be careful.
有大呀，他这个心里头存了一个什么很诡诈的心呢？
The Judas, he has a craftiness in his heart.
将来呀，我就害在他手里头。
One day I will fall into his hand.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，
但在四福音书你找不出这样的话语。
But you can never find such words in the gospel.
你看不见主耶稣在做什么事。
You never saw the Lord did anything.
你也找不出他说什么话语。
Neither can you find any words.
他对着犹大，像对着其他门徒一似一样。
Treated Judas just like the rest of the disciples.
他在教导门徒的时候
，When he was teaching the disciples,
没有把犹大在赶出去。
He didn't drive away Judas.
他在行神迹的时候
，When he performed miracles,
没告犹大你不可以看。
He didn't tell Judas you cannot see it. All the others can see it.
你不可以
看。But you cannot see it.
你知道你是清楚这样。
Because you know your condition.
为什么要说啊？
No,
the Lord
didn't say that.
那不但这样。
Not only so.
特别优待他。
As he treated him with favor.
很喜欢钱。
Because Judas loved money.
常常偷钱的。
He often stole money.
有时想这样不太好。
The Lord said that's not good.
因为这偷钱不方便。
It is not good to steal.
就把钱袋交给他好了。
So better give him the money box.
你愿意拿多少就拿多少吧。
Just take whatever you want to take.
哎呀，弟兄，这是我们主耶稣基督，是不是？
This is all Lord Jesus, right?
到最末了的时候。
Even to the very end.
在这个擘饼的时候。
At the last supper, breaking bread.
他不仅是在之前，他不仅是给门徒们洗脚。
Not only before that, he washed disciples' feet.
他也给犹大洗脚。
Also washed Judas.
这一个人就是将来用脚的踢他的。
This will be the one to kick him one day.
但是他就。用水围成一个围裙，跪在前面，就给他洗那个脚。
But he girded him and washed his feet.
若是你的话，你能不洗这个脚呢？
Were you the one? Can you wash
Peter's feet? 彼得的脚你还可以洗。
You can wash Peter's feet.
他表现还不错。
Because he's all right.
约翰的脚你很爱，你也很喜欢洗。
You love to wash John's feet.
洗到犹大的时候呢？
When you come to Judas' feet.
那你就不愿意洗了。
You're not so willing.
就是洗的话，起码瞪他两眼。
Even if you wash his feet, you would stare at him.
摸到吃晚餐的时候
But at the last supper,
他把饼喝饼照样分给犹大
He also shared the bread and the cup with Judas.
没有一点的分别
There was no difference at all.
虽然他为了要拯救犹大
He wanted to save Judas.
特别在提醒他
Especially reminded Judas.
中间将来有一个人要卖我
And said, one of you will betray me.
他这样说话
He said it,
不是为了羞辱犹大，
那
是为了提醒他。
But to remind him,
你所做的事我知道的。
I know what you're about to do.
虽然我会被我会我会钉十字架的。
Though I will be crucified.
但是卖我的人有祸了。
But he who betrays me, woe unto him.
真的，末了一点机会啊，你能回转吗
？This is the last chance. Would you be turned back?
门徒们知道不知道主耶稣说的是谁呀？
The disciples know what he was referring to?
No, 不知道。
They didn't know.
这个人说主，这个主啊是我吗？
One says, is it I?
说主啊是我吗？
The other says, it is I?
都不知道，主耶稣也不说。
And the Lord didn't say a word.
他们就最好问我犹大，问我约翰。
So let's ask John.
因为约翰是主耶稣所最爱的。
Because John is the beloved of Jesus.
他主说的是谁呢？
And they said, who did the Lord refer to? Jesus cuddled himself in Jesus' breast. And the Lord used a parable. He who dipped his hand with me in the dish, he it is. But he didn't understand this word.
He
still didn't understand who betrayed him. Until Judas left. And they still thought Judas went out to buy something for the feast. Your brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus has such a great heart. Even at the very end, when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, after prayer, Judas came with soldiers to capture him. And Judas gave them a sign.
我和谁亲嘴，谁就是他。
Whoever I shall kiss, he is one.
你们就把他抓起来，把他捆绑起来。
You can take him and bind him.
结果犹大上前跟主耶稣亲嘴。
Judas proceeded to kiss the Lord.
那个亲嘴不是爱主耶稣。
That kiss was not because of love.
那出卖主耶稣。
That is a betrayal.
那是出卖主的记号。
This is a sign of betrayal.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主有人把脸调过去，不给他亲嘴。
Did the Lord turn his cheek and prevent Judas from kissing?
但是说一句话，
But he said one word,
朋友
friend,
你用亲嘴的暗号卖人子吗？
Are you here to betray the son of man by kissing him?
何等的温柔，
How gentle that is,
何等的柔和，
How tender he is,
称他做朋友，
You call him friend.
当然今天我们承认做朋友啊，不一定真朋友。
Today we call people friend, not because they're a real friend.
犹太人他们称人做朋友，那个朋友关系非常密切。
But for the Jew to call others friend, that shows a deep relationship.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
直到最末那时候，
Even all the way to the end,
主耶稣仍然爱他。
The Lord still loved him.
没有当然弃绝他。
He didn't forsake him.
但是犹大却弃绝了主耶稣。
But Judas forsook the Lord.
他的心呢是何等的宽大。
His heart is so great.
当那时的人把他钉在十字架上，
And all the people crucified him.
用话在羞辱他的时候，
And they put him to shame with their words.
他们祷告，
He still prayed for them.
父啊，
Father,
赦免他们，
Forgive them.
因为他们说着，他们不知道。
But they know not what they do.
他们若知道的话，他们就不会这样做。
If they did, they would not have done this.
哦，亲爱的兄弟们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是一个何等伟大的人。
This is what a great man.
无论你用怎样的方法，
Whatever method you
employ, 无论你怎样的难为他。
However,
你摸不着这个人，
you can never touch him,
因为他是那样的伟大。
Because he is so great.
我们中国人常常说，宰相肚子里都能撑船呢。
The Chinese have a saying, the high official has a capacity in his stomach that can contain a boat.
哦，你看他这个 stomach 那么大，是不是？那个不是胃啊，肚量。他肚子里那个船子跑来跑去的。
In his stomach, the boat can circle around.
那么度量很大很大。
He has a great capacity.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
说到所罗门王的时候，
When we talk about King Solomon,
所罗门王的心像海沙一样。
He says, the heart of Solomon is just like the sand of the seashore.
到底是海大呢还是海沙大？
Which is greater, the sea or the shore?
那你们都说是海大。
You would say the sea is greater.
但是如果说真的，你到海边上去看一下的话，
When you go to the shore and take a look,
你看那个大海呀、啊，是包围在海沙。
You would discover the sea is contained by the shore.
那个海沙比海还要大。
The seashore is greater than the sea. And that is the
king. 那是所罗门。
That is Solomon.
那是个预表君王。
That typifies the king.
因为我看见君王的度量是大。
It shows us the great capacity of the king.
亲爱的兄弟们，今天在我们里面的生命，
Today the life within us,
那是个君王的生命，
It's the life of the king.
是个那样大的度量，
That's a great capacity.
许多时候我们小，
Many times we're small,
是因为活在自己里面，
And live it because we live in ourselves.
别人比我们稍微好一点就嫉妒不得了，
We envy others because they're better.
我们自己好一点就是，
When we become a little better,
就了不起。
You become proud.
亲爱的兄弟们，我们太小。
We're too small.
别人刺激我们一下，我们就勇往不了。
When others excite us, we can never forget it.
几句话，这几天都睡不着觉。
Just a couple of words, we lose our sleep.
太小。
Because we're small.
我们的主耶稣大。
Our Lord Jesus is great.
就是主耶稣是大的。
When is the Lord Jesus great?
他是我们的生命。
He is our life.
我们里面的生命是大的。
The life we have is great.
当你活在主的里面，
when you live in the Lord,
就活在这生命里头。
You live in this life.
这个生命乃是一个伟大的生命。
This life is a great life.
第二，
second,
一个君王，
for a king,
还是丰富的。
He must be a king of abundance.
君王贫穷的话呢，那不像君王。
For a king to suffer poverty,
一个君王很穷很穷。
If a king is poor,
这个不可想象的，
it is incomprehensible.
你说君王一定是很丰富的。
When you talk about a king, he must be rich.
特别是从前的君王，
especially the king of old time.
全国的产业都是你的。
All the possession of the nation is his.
贫穷呢？
How can you be poor?
说君王一定是非常丰富的。
So king means riches.
他不仅自己所有的，
not only he has what he has,
还有百姓所有都是他的。
All the people has his.
这些都是他的产业。
Everything is his possession.
所以君王一定是丰富的。
So the king is very rich.
家外面的丰富算不得什
么。Our riches mean nothing.
一个财产家产丰富，一个财主家产丰富。
A wealthy man may have a good inheritance.
把小的仓库拆掉，盖更大的仓库。
He tear down the old barn and build a new one.
你是不是这个丰富会过去的？
This kind of wealth would pass away.
你说今天我要你的性命，你的丰富归给谁？
The Lord said, "This day I'm here to take your life."
你的丰富消失掉的。
Your riches
would disappear. 一夜之间，通通消失掉。
Overnight, your riches would disappear.
这里所说的乃是生命的丰富。
This life talks about the riches of life,
乃是里面的丰富。
The inward riches.
弟兄姊妹，这是君王。
Versus, this is the king.
他乃是丰富的君王。
He is a king of riches.
我们的主耶稣岂不是就是这样子吗？
Lord Jesus is not just like that.
你说主耶稣地上的时候不是这样。
He said the Lord was not like that when he was on earth.
狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子连枕头地上都没有。
The Lord says the foxes have holes, the birds have nests, the son of man has no place to lay his head.
赶不上我们了。
He's not as rich as us.
我们起码还有个睡觉的床铺。
At least we have a bed to lie down.
主耶稣连个枕头地方都没有。
The Lord didn't have a pillow to lay his head.
实在是太贫穷了。
He's too poor.
亲爱的兄弟。
Dear brothers,
什么是丰富？
What is riches?
丰富不在于你得到多少。
Riches is not according to what you receive.
丰富乃在于你给出去有多少。
Riches is according to what you give out.
若是一个财主是一个非常吝啬的。
If a wealthy man is a miser.
他虽然有很多很多的财产。
Though he has much wealth.
但这个人仍然是贫穷的。
But he is a poor man.
因为他是吝啬的。
Because he's a miser.
亲爱的兄弟，
Francis,
我们的主耶稣他不是这样。
Our Lord Jesus was not.
他是丰富的。
He is rich.
他是一直在给出去。
Because he always gives out.
圣经告诉我们说啊，
Bible shows.
他本来是富足的。
He was rich.
却为着我们的缘故成了贫穷。
For our sakes, he became poor for us.
他怎么会成了贫穷呢？
How can he become poor?
因为他把一切所有都给出去了。
Because he gave everything he had.
把宝座。
Gave up his throne,
天上的丰富，
gave up his heavenly riches,
天上的荣耀，
the glory in heaven,
所有的都给出去了。
All he gave up,
给到一个地步啊，
he gave to the extent,
什么东西都给光了。
He gave everything up.
到末了十字架上时候，
at the end on the cross,
连外衣也给出去了，
even his garment was given,
连礼也给出去了，
and inward tunic was given,
把一切都给出去了。
All he has was given up.
到末了时候，连他的命都给出去了。
At the end, he gave his life.
血都给出去了。
He gave his blood.
哦，亲爱的兄
弟， dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣是何等的丰富。
How rich our Lord Jesus
is.一直在给，
He's always
一直在给，
He's always giving.
他本来是丰富，
He was full rich.
为了我们的缘故成了贫穷，
But for our sakes became poor.
但是我们这世的人呢，
But what about us?
因着主耶稣的贫穷我们成了丰富，
Because of the Lord Jesus' poverty we became rich.
他把所有都给了我们，
He gave everything to us.
给我们给到个地步，
He gave to the extent.
他自己变得贫穷，
He became poor.
给到个地步，
He gave to the extent.
我们这世的接受的人通通变成大财主。
Those of us who receive become wealthy.
你不知道你是我们里头多丰富。
So、you don't know how rich we are inwardly.
天上各样的丰富。
All the riches in the heaven.
都在我们里面。
Have been given to us.
这都是主所给我们。
All these are given to us.
如果不是主给我们的话，
Unless the Lord gave us,
我们怎样会得到这样的？
How can we receive such riches?
你说天上多丰富啊？
You say how rich?
我们里头多丰富。
Whatever riches there are,
这是需要你的经验。
It needs you to experience.
不要说有一生的经验呢。
Not only spend your lifetime.
有整个的永世来经历的丰富，你都经历不完了。
It takes eternity. You can't even experience all of it.
享受不完。
Cannot enjoy all of it.
天天享受主所给我们的丰富。
Every day enjoy the riches.
直到永永远远。
Until eternity.
到世世代代。
Until the eons.
永远都享受不完。
Forever you cannot exhaust the riches.
亲爱的兄弟们，我们不是一般贫穷的人。
We're not a people of poverty.
我们是一般丰富的人。
We are people of riches.
我们主归着我们变了贫穷。
For our sakes, the Lord became poor.
我们成了富足。
We became rich.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise God.
真实的丰富。
The real riches.
乃是要给的人。
Is one who gives.
你肯给。
If you're willing to give,
那你才是丰富的。
Then you will become rich.
若是你一直把钱攥在自己手里头，
If you hoard everything in your hand,
把你产业攥在自己手里面，
You grasp everything in your hand,
是个贫穷。
You are poverty indeed.
从人的眼睛看，
From man's point of view, you may be rich.
从神的眼睛看，
From God's point of view, you are poor.
没有什么东西可以给出去，
You have nothing to give out.
一 一个富足人乃是有的给。
A rich man is one to give.
没料之后还有。
He gives and he still has.
弟兄姊妹，这是君王。
This is the king.
第三。
Thirdly.
一个君王是荣耀。
A king is a glorious.
我们的主耶稣是荣耀。
Our Lord is glorious.
你看，当人在他把五个饼两条鱼给人吃饱的时候啊。
When he fed the multitude with five loaves and two fish.
那时候众人都要选举他做王了。
Everyone wants to select him to be their king.
主耶稣荣耀不荣耀呢？
Wasn't that glorious?
从外面来说，那实在很荣耀，是不是
啊？ Outwardly speaking, it is.
都在拥护他。
Everyone strong
要他来做君王。
Want him to be the king.
那是我们主耶稣基督。
But Lord Jesus.
他就暗暗地退下，退出去。
He slipped aside quietly.
虽然他也是荣耀。
Though he has glory,
我们的主荣耀不在于外面，
but our Lord's glory is not outward,
也不在于人的称赞，
is not up to man's praise,
乃是在里面就是荣耀。
But he is glorious inwardly.
无论把他摆在什么环境里面，
whatever circumstance you put
him, 无论把他摆在什么地方，
wherever you put him,
他都是荣耀的。
He is always glorious.
当人称举他，让人要选举他，人要拥护他做王的时候，
man wants to make him the king,
他是荣耀的。
He is glorious.
当人把他钉在十字架上，
when man crucified him on the cross,
he is
still glorious.
你看见我们主耶稣基督
Christ,
当末了时候与比拉多审判他
at the end, Pilate,
他们用拳头打他
judge him and beat him,
吐唾沫在他的脸上
and they spat upon him,
给他脱掉自己衣服
and they,
穿上另外一个穿上个紫袍
and gave him a purple robe,
戴上荆棘冠冕
and put the crown of thorns on his head,
比拉多把他带出来
and King, Pilate brought him out,
你们看这个人
behold the man,
若是我们的话呀
if it is us,
那我们实在是羞愧到的地步啊
we will be so ashamed,
那实在是都是低下头来了
we will bow our heads,
不好真是这真是不好受
it is very hard to bear,
我是君王
but we are, he's a king,
我现在到了这种地步
I was a king, now I've been fallen to this kind of condition,
this
is very shameful, but the Lord Jesus,
我们就何等的荣耀
the Lord Jesus was glorious,
他们看见他的时候
when they saw him,
许多人都受感动
Many people were touched.
到末了，主耶稣钉在十字架上。
At the end, when he was crucified,
赤裸裸地挂在那里。
He was naked on the cross.
列在两个罪犯中间呢。
He was numbered among the criminals.
他们明明在羞辱他。
And they were putting him to shame.
他所显出来的。
But what he manifested
是何等的荣耀。
Was very glorious.
甚至那位钉他那十字架的百夫长。
Even the centurions put him to shame.
主耶稣断气之后啊。
After he gave up his spirit.
就捶着胸说：“这真是神的儿子。”
This one beat his breast. For sure, this one is Son of God. Because God's glory was shown forth.
保罗岂不也是这样吗？
Wasn't it the same with Paul?
他是跟随主耶稣的。
He followed the Lord.
到末了的时候。
At the end.
这使徒行传末了。
At the end of Acts.
不是他一生的末了。
Not the end of his life.
使徒行传末了。
At the end of Acts.
说到那么一生的，说到那个比拉，那个腓斯都那那个巡抚在审判他。
He was judged by Festus.
许多人在那围绕他来看热闹。
Multitude thronged upon him.
这个腓斯都吩咐一声，他们就把那个保罗带出来。
And at the command of Festus, they brought Paul forth.
保罗带出身上带着锁链。
Paul came out with chains.
虽然从外面来说他是个囚犯。
Outwardly speaking, he was a criminal.
但从里面来说是何等荣耀。
Inwardly, he was glorious.
保罗在这讲。
Paul spoke.
他有机会在这传福音。
He preached the gospel.
他传到一个地步啊。
He preached to the extent.
连亚基巴王啊都在这受了冲动。
Even the king, Agrippa was touched.
你想说我一劝我就做基督徒了。
He said, because of your sharing, I'm almost convinced.
腓斯都也说，保罗，你的学问太大。
Festus also said, you are too educated.
你学问叫你癫狂的。
Your education made you a madman.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers,
保罗这样说。
What did Paul answer?
最喜欢他的几句话。最喜欢他的几句话。
I love his words.
无论是多劝少劝，无论多劝少劝。
Whether I exhort you much or small, my desire is that you will be like me.
不光你一个人
not just you.
希望在座的所有都像我一样
all who are present will be just like
you.
To receive the Lord Jesus,
做你们的救主
that he will become your savior.
只要不像我这样带着锁链
except.Not to wear my chain.
虽然外面是羞辱的
though outwardly is shameful,
但是里面是那么荣耀
inwardly is glorious.
站在那众人中间时候了
when he stood there,
实在是超过一切
he was far above all.
亲爱的兄弟们
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是君王
this is king.
因为我们的生命呢是荣耀
Because our life is glorious.
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
这是主给我们的生命。
This is the life God gave us.
是神的生命。
It's God's life.
极其丰富的。
It is rich beyond understanding.
是大能的生命。
It is powerful.
复活的生命。
Resurrection life.
它胜过了一切。
He overcome all.
升天的生命。
It is ascending life.
一直推动，推着我们。
It empowers us.
什么继续不断地往前去。
To go forward.
也是作王的生命。
It is a king life.
何等伟大。
It is great.
何等的丰富。
It is wonderful.
也是何等荣耀的生命。
And very glorious.
亲爱的兄弟
们。Dear sisters.
这是主所给我们。
This is what the Lord gave us.
他把这样的生命给了我们。
He gave this kind of life to us.
使我们成为神的儿女。
Not only we become God's children.
也将我们将来有荣耀的。
One day we'll have a hope of glory.
实在感谢赞美，赞美主。
Really thank and praise God.
我们在神面前，
we see great grace.
主不仅赦免了我们的罪，
not only He forgiven our sins.
也把这样宝贵的生命赐给了我们。
He gave this kind of precious life.
我们要常常的感谢和赞美。
We should always thank and praise.
要活在这生命的里面。
To live in this life.
相信他所做的。
To believe His word.
顺服的生命的感觉。
To obey the sense of life.
让生命从我们里头活出来。
So that this life can be lived out of us.
能够彰显出来。
To be manifested out of us.
Lord, gracious.